Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Kenny in Iowa, you're on the line. What can we do for you?
Well, I got a problem with a drain in my basement, and I've owned a house before, and I've never run into a basement drain that looked like this one.
Well, what does it look like?
Well, it's got the center drain in the middle, about a 2-inch pipe going straight down, and then on the rim of the basin, it's got another drain running parallel to that one going straight down, about an inch in diameter, and then running underneath the floor on an angle towards another floor drain is another pipe. And which one do I snake?
What are these drains draining? Is this for a plumbing system, or is this a basement floor drain that you're talking about?
Well, it's a basement floor drain that's for my washer. The person who built the house had built about a foot-high basin around it with cinder blocks and sealed it to the floor, and mm-hmm. the washer sits on top of that, and then it drains into that when it drains.
And the basin is being drained by this pipe?
Right. It goes down into one of the three holes.
Well, it sounds to me like it's not a proper drain for this particular sink that's draining the washer. It sounds to me like it's probably draining back into the soil somewhere. Is that what you expect is happening to this water?
Well, I'm not sure. I do have some awfully green grass out near the where
yeah.
the
Yeah, it doesn't sound right to me. You know what you might want to think about? Because this is what's known as gray water, in other words, there's no sewage in this, you could install a very inexpensive lift pump, which looks like a plastic bucket with a float in it and a pump that when it fills up with water from the washing machine, it simply kicks on, and then it pumps the water up and drops it into the regular drain. It's about the size of a 5-gallon bucket. It's not very noisy. It works off a regular outlet, and it'll eliminate this problem because it sounds to me like this was never plumbed right to begin with.
All right. Yeah, I just never seen a drain quite.
Well, floor drains can do that. Floor drains can start in different parts of the basement floor, and usually they're going to go out somewhere. We don't know where. They could go into a dry well, and if you don't see them coming out to daylight somewhere, that's probably where they're ending up. And again, that's not the right place to drain this water because if it's draining too close to the foundation, it could undermine the footing or do some damage like that. So I would suggest you simply get a lift pump and have one installed and pick the water up to where it's high enough where you can get into the regular drain waste vent pipe coming out of your plumbing systems in your house and drop it right back into the municipal system that way.
Cool. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, Kenny. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.